Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say anybody that wrote a book on heaven like you did has to be happy. When I was so happy when I saw the title of that book, because I'm very connected to the military family that's done a lot of youth group work and women's work with women, and I find one of the biggest crises that I had with them was to convince them that God wanted them to be happy and that he wasn't trying to take away their fun. And yet, at the same time, it's a very theologically looked down upon concept, and I've had a lot of struggles with it. But I wanted to say that it also seemed very significant to me when I was thinking about C.S. Lewis in the Chronicles of Narnia, how much happiness he displayed in the final goals, but even along the way, the wonder. And for me, Narnia has created so much happiness. I have six children, and I want to say one of the problems with happiness, I think in our culture, especially in the Christian culture, we don't find out what God says makes us happy. I love this verse, happy is the man who has his quiver full. And when we were having children, I told my husband, every time I'd get pregnant, I said, just try to make you happy, honey. So,
there's so much truth.
Yes.
Yeah, so much truth in,
yeah.
In
and I
what you're
saying. The word a blessed hope means our happy hope. And happiness for me, happy, now I have 22 grandchildren. We just had three born this
wow.
year, and there are definitely more to come. I just want to say happiness is not in what our Christian world has taken as happiness from the other culture. And I'm not trying to down Christians today, but I just want you to know that I've written a book, and in the book, it's Kirby, I just sent you a copy. You had told me you were interested in reading it if I ever got published, which I have a traditional publisher. So it only took 7 years, but anyway, in that story, one of the young men says, and he's in another world called Tundra, and he said to the white knight, who is a supernatural figure, he says, you mean there's fun in heaven? But he's talking about skiing on Blanca Mountain and taking care of the horses and all the fun things they're going to be doing in heaven. And the white knight just laughed, this wonderful laugh, and says, of course, there's going to be fun in heaven.
Heaven for sure. Randy, I just drove out of time, and I wanted to give you a chance to just react to some of that, because part of this, I guess we could summarize, is that we really do not need to choose between holiness and happiness. You've even got a quote here from John Owen that talks about the first act of divine sovereign pleasure concerning us was choosing of us from all eternity unto holiness and happiness. He puts the two together in that, and
right.
as you point out, there is no difference between those two ideas, is there?
No, they're entirely compatible. The only way you will ultimately be happy is to experience holiness. And as you live in holiness, it will automatically produce in your life a true happiness, as long as it's a Christ-centered holiness, not what the Pharisees had, which made them miserable, which was the self-righteous, condemning sort of holiness that was not true holiness. And I think one of the things we have to remember is just as there's false happiness, there's false holiness. And then likewise, people say, well, we don't want to use the word happiness because it's become such an ugly word in our culture because people are always finding happiness and sleeping together outside of marriage and all that. Well, first of all, the question of how much happiness they're really and truly finding is one issue. But the second issue is love is a word, for instance, and there are many of them, that has been terribly misused in our culture. But we don't solve that problem by saying, well, we Christians are no longer going to use the word love because it's been abused. You know, let's not do that with happiness either, because happiness is a bridge word to the gospel. Isaiah 52:7 says, he calls the gospel the good news of happiness. That's in the ESV and the NASB, two of the most literal translations, the good news of happiness. And the promise of happiness in Christ, the promise of happiness in the gospel, is something that Satan really wants to undermine. And so he gets these false distinctions between happiness and joy, and you're wrong if you want to be happy. And what that does is it distances the gospel from people, because they go, well, if the church and the gospel don't offer me happiness, I guess I'll have to go somewhere else to find it. And I'm afraid that's what many of our children growing up in evangelical churches, that's the message they're getting. I got to go out in the world to find happiness. Well, the world is great at advertising happiness and, you know, putting the bait on the hook. But then what happens is it doesn't bring the happiness and fulfillment that is ours in Christ.